Good morning. With our political observer, Alan Shartok, on a Tuesday morning. Lately, it has been rather cool, although it's going to be heating up the rest of the week. Thank goodness.
That's right. You know, David, a lot of us suffered this year because many of our flowering plants, like forsythia, we have a wall of forsythia, it got zapped. I think it was in April, middle April. And one day it went right down to 18 degrees, and then there were no more buds. Now, it'll come back, it leafs out, but that's just a sign of how temperate Mother Nature can be when it comes to the way in which we live.
From Mother Nature to human behavior, after a briefing yesterday, Alan, President Obama said the gunman who attacked a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, appeared to be a homegrown extremist. Of course, Donald Trump seized on the attack to criticize the president, calling him a fool. He continued to question the loyalties of Muslims in the U.S. and continued a call for a ban on Muslims, saying he was right.
Now, let's remember that Trump was one of the original birthers. He was one of the guys who said that the president was illegal in this country. And this is just a consistent and pathetic extension of that. What Trump said yesterday was, look, yeah, maybe he's a U.S. citizen, but his parents weren't. If we hadn't let his parents in, well, as I've said before, we are a nation of immigrants. The moment you say Muslims, or then Catholics, or then Jews, and all of them have been accused over the years as they've come into this country of being not fit to be Americans. So Trump, of course, is playing to the fear and the anxiety of the American people. But if people were just to stop and think about that, I don't think that they would feel as pro-Trump as possible. Look, I had a fight with my fellow panelists yesterday in which I said, it's astounding to me that Trump is doing as well as he is 50-50 in the American polling. And they got on my case and they said, no, he's dropping back. He's 6 points back or he's 10 points back. Hey, that's still incredible, that number of people in this country. And they are silent. You don't see them in the newspapers writing op-ed pieces about, yeah, let's let more Muslims into the country or let's be fair. They're just quiet, but they are the people who Trump is depending on to vote for him.
After the killing, of course, of 49 young men and women in the gay nightclub, Alan, the largest mass shooting in American history, follows many other mass shootings in the question of guns. We see two U.S. lawmakers calling for gun reform laws. That's U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Congresswoman Nita Lowey. And the issue of red flags for Amar Mateen, the alleged killer, and the fact that he was able to buy the gun legally.
Well, it's disgraceful. We all know it's disgraceful. We've got to get a lid on the number of guns that are out there. I read one statistic once. I haven't seen it for a while, but that when you average it out, it's two guns per American. Which, as I have often pointed out, I don't have one, which would mean somebody's got four. And there are just too many guns out there. How many times do you read in the newspaper that somebody intruded into a house and got shot for it? Not that much. But you read a lot more about the people, the miscreants, who get a hold of guns and kill people. Well, I don't feel safer personally, because there are that many guns out there in this country. And the idea that assault rifles, which could do what happened yesterday, are as prevalent as they are, is just, well, for want of a better word, sick.
How does it play with the American people guns? Is this a salient issue, as you often
huge.
Talk about?
Oh, it's huge, David, as we know. Americans want their guns. And, you know, you have societies in which no one has guns. You have here, and the headline on the Daily News yesterday said, thank you, NRA, basically blaming the NRA for these killings because of their insistence and their political clout that these guns, that no guns be proscribed. Terrible. The FBI had a handle on this guy, but what are they going to do? I mean, at the point at which they check him out, and then he does it.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, thank you.
Thank you, David.